Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.47 rolling along. Time for the Syndio Twitter question, brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio, Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. The great state of New Hampshire. Is it the Granite State?
It's a good question.
Granite. I think it's the Granite State. I could be wrong about that.
Interesting nickname for the state. The Granite
State? Granite State. That could be wrong. Don't pay any attention.
Well, somebody is, right? Somebody's a Granite State.
Yeah. Somebody is, right?
It is the state of New Hampshire.
There you go.
Yep. It's the nickname of the state of New Hampshire. Okay. So, why were we talking about New Hampshire yesterday? I forgot already.
Oh, we were talking about football. No, I don't remember.
Yeah. We were talking about kind of a lack of sports just in general from different states and different parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. KU's opening up with New Hampshire next year.
Right.
That's why.
That's why. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Yeah. So, and then you said something about Chip Kelly, and then I was like, well, what are they known for? What? Is that the most obscure state in the union? And so, and then somebody, who was it? Chad kind of led me down the primrose path on Twitter, because he told me, you and KFH Radio, and I don't mean to throw you under the bus, Chad, but you said New Hampshire has Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's Vermont.
Where
Ben and Jerry's is. But that's not the point. Although I messed up by assuming that they were in New Hampshire, because the question reads, besides Ben and Jerry's ice cream, what's the best thing to come out of New Hampshire? Well,
just take the Ben and Jerry's out and let's go with the rest of it.
There's plenty of Ben and Jerry's ice cream in New Hampshire, but they're not from New Hampshire. They're from Vermont. What is the best thing to come out of New Hampshire? Fictional president Jed Bartlett from The West Wing,
who's played. Oh my God, that's right.
Played by Martin Sheen. Triple H, Carlton Fisk, or Krista McAuliffe. Those are the famous New Hampshireites, or the most famous I could kind of narrow down. Carlton Fisk is getting the bulk of the votes. Adam Sandler spent
but
a lot
nice
of...
to hear Krista McAuliffe's name.
Uh-huh.
That's always a nice thing.
I did not realize she was from New Hampshire before yesterday.
Yeah, I
actually thought she was from down south somewhere. But Adam Sandler spent a lot of time in New Hampshire, but was born in New York. So I suppose if you wanted to stretch it a little bit, you could run Adam Sandler up the flagpole. There's more athletes from New Hampshire than you think, but none of them nearly as famous as Carlton Fisk. And obviously, Jed Bartlett is a fictional character, but he's still getting 13% of the vote.
They have the windiest peak in, is it North America or in the United States? Mount Washington is where the wind moves the fastest recorded speed of wind. Is that Mount Washington?
Is New Hampshire a mountainous state? Do you go?
Yes.
Can you ski there?
White Mountains.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, well, Stowe is in Vermont, and Stowe is a real famous ski area,
mm-hmm.
STOWE. But and those are all in the White Mountains along in there. My brother, that's 2 years younger than me, was born in Laconia, New Hampshire.
Wow.
So I don't remember much of New Hampshire, but apparently I lived there for a bit. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So.
It's a pretty state. It's a beautiful state, that's for sure. But it's very small, obviously. But that whole New England area, it's a great place to go watch leaves.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Change in the fall.
See colors turn, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it's unbelievable.
You brought this up a second ago. How about what Fred Van Vliet did last night in a standalone basketball game that was the only one going on? Scored 34 points, and the Raptors beat the Pelicans in overtime, which kudos to the Pelicans for taking them to OT without Zion Williamson. I know that's just a snapshot. It's only one game, but maybe they'll be better than we give them credit for without Zion for those 20 or 25 games or whatever, but good Lord. I don't know that what can we expect from Fred Van Vliet this year?
Well, he's had a very productive preseason. He's obviously stepped up offensively. I think so that signaled that he's probably going to be more of a factor. He played a ton of minutes last night. So maybe he's more of an option now for Nick Nurse. But he was fantastic last night.
Yeah,
shot a high percentage, had 7 assists. I think he had 5 rebounds.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
5 threes. And took the ball.
So anyway, 44 minutes, 34 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists for Fred Van Vliet last night. Pascal Siakam, the guy that they gave a max contract to, all he did was score 34 points and grab 18 rebounds and 5 assists in his 38 minutes. The other NBA game last night, the Clippers beat the Lakers 112 to 102. And the big takeaway from that Clippers-Lakers game is how deep the Clippers bench is. Clippers scored 60 points from 4 guys off the bench. And Kawhi Leonard was the only starter that had double-figure points. He had 30, and this was all without Paul George last night as well. Montrezl Harrell, the Louisville kid, 17.7 rebounds. They had Lou Williams, everybody's sixth man of the year, 21 points and 7 assists for the Clippers. And Landry Shamet from Wichita State had 8 points. He was their starting co-point guard, I guess, with Pat Beverly. He had 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. And the Lakers got, what did they get from their bench? 12, 15, 19 points versus 62 for the Clippers. And LeBron James was 7 of 19 from the floor.
I just liked it that Kawhi Leonard, who was booed roundly by Lakers fans for a Clippers home game, ended up, he missed his first couple shots and then just went off.
Yes.
What did he hit? 6 in a row, 7 in a row.
Yeah.
And then it was, pretty clear how that game was going to go. Clippers are good, I think.
Yeah, they are.
I think Clippers have got a nice squad. And
seem to be pretty selfless, the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. I like the people that they have. So, I mean, yes, there's a real willingness to kind of share, move the ball around. They've got the alpha male, obviously, the alpha talent, rather, in Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. And Paul George, that's going to be a pretty fun team to watch, I think. And I don't know about the Lakers yet. We just have to wait and see. But glad the NBA's back and rolling. All right, let's get to Brian Haney coming up next, voice of the KU Jayhawks. Our normal Wednesday visit from him. Jayhawks coming off a near miss down in Austin. And, of course, the beginning of hoop season as well with Brian Haney as we continue next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.